For Tuesday, the 20th of April, 2021, this is Devoted Talks Games, episode 210. So, it's been a while since my last recording. Strixhaven has come and gone, I was about to say, but it's come. Was released a week ago, I guess, now? A little less than that. Was it last Thursday or something? I don't remember exactly. But I did not push into Mythic prior to the release. I wasn't really feeling spending my time grinding. I wanted to mess around some more with my plowing decks. I've had a bunch of different ones that I've been playing around with. None of them have been really fantastic, but they're fun to play, and I feel like I'm on the verge of finding something that's really good. I guess the biggest issue is that the consistency isn't really there. When you build a deck around a certain combination of two cards, I mean, sometimes you don't even see either of them, or at least not one of them, for the whole game. And so you need to make sure that the deck stands on its own and doesn't rely on that combo. The one that has worked the best is the... I've had it under different names, but Bleak is the name I have at the moment. I think I talked about it last time. Basically a... mostly white deck with a splash of blue for some Saw It Coming and a Dance of the Mans. I actually put in two negates now instead of two Saw It Comings. So, because Saw It Coming, you either have to foretell it, so you can't use it immediately when you draw it, or you have to have the two blue mana. And since I just have a splash of blue, that's not reliable enough. So I put in a couple of negates because usually I don't care about creatures. That's the non-creature cards that I want to, or spells that I want to be able to counter. So that has worked fairly well, I have to say. That's the plowing decks. I've tried to play some ranked with them, and it works fairly well. I managed to push into Platinum Tier 3, but then I kind of it petered out. I was doing like a 50-50, so not really getting anywhere. So I've been going back and forth between playing ranked with my... my trusty Timber Times and the Gruul adventure deck that has a splash of white for a Showdown of the Skulls. So those have been the main decks that I've been playing to rank up. I played some of the Sultai Ultimatum deck, but people are pretty wise to it now, so it's not as easy to win with it. And I haven't really stayed up on the evolution of it. Some people have really changed it up a bit. But since I kind of fell off playing it, I haven't really been keeping up on that. But Strixhaven, I've had a couple of runs of playing Limited. So the first one... went really well. I started out with a Golgari, I was about to say, Witherbloom, I guess is a new name, black and green deck. And I did really well. I went 6-3. I think I had five wins before I had a single loss, but then or four at least, and then it was kind of every other one. I think I had two losses in a row, so I guess I had five wins and two losses, another win, and then the third loss, and I was out. So, but 66.7% win rate is decent for a limited deck. It's all down to getting those early important cards that to build a deck around. So in this case, what really worked well, and I had a lot of luck drawing it as well, was the let's see, what was that? Locate that. Yeah, Sedgemoor Witch, which is a 3/2 creature, human warlock, for 2 and a black, and it has menace, and it has ward, which is a new mechanic for Strixhaven. I called it Starheim last time, I think. I was confusing it with one of the regions or something of Kaldheim. So I remember feeling kind of unsure when I said it, and I can hear it when I listen back to the last episode. But Strixhaven. So anyway, ward is a new feature, and what it means is that when this creature becomes the target of a spell or ability an opponent controls, it's automatically countered unless the player pays 3 life. So that is a real good detergent. Is that the word? I don't think that's quite the word, is it? Well, it's a good way of making sure they don't want to cast a spell or ability against it, especially later on when they're down on life. That can be really difficult decision to make. So I had really good luck with this card. It also has the new ability of Magecraft, which is that whenever you cast or copy an instant or sorcery spell, some ability happens. In this case, you create a 1/1 black and green pest creature token with, when this creature dies, you gain 1 life. And this is kind of a theme of the set, these pest creatures, green and black, that are have this ability that they you gain a life when they die. And this became really a staple of, or a main mechanic of this deck. I realized right away that I need to utilize this. So I put in quite a lot of sorceries and instances into this deck to be able to utilize that ability, and also have similar cards, other cards that have Magecraft and other ways of creating these pests as well. So the rundown, I have 7 swamps, 6 forests. I have 1 access tunnel, which is a new land, a colorless land for Strixhaven. You can tap it for a colorless mana, or you can pay 3 and tap it, and target creature with power 3 or less can't be blocked this turn. And I use this also to great effect, being able to sneak in a creature and do damage every turn, even though we had our creatures standing eyeing each other in neither side, feeling like confident enough to attack. But then I could just send in and one of my smaller creatures. And this became really effective with a green creature called Reckless Amplimancer, which is a elf druid, a 2/2 for 1 and a green. But it has the ability of, you can pay 4 and a green to double Reckless Amplifier's power and toughness until end of turn. So it's a 2/2, allowing you to target it with the with the access tunnel, and then after you do that, you can boost it up to a 4/4. Doesn't sound like much, and it costs a lot of mana, but if you're not doing anything else, it's nice to get in for a 4 damage hit, and this won me some games, so it was really good. So back to the lands, I have 2 Witherbloom Campus. This is a common land, not a basic land, but a common land. And Witherbloom Campus enters the battlefield tapped. You can tap it for a black or a green, or you can pay 4 and tap it to scry 1. And this also is an ability that I used quite a lot. When nothing else was going on, I would scry, setting me up for the next turn. So I would do that on the end of the opponent's turn. So quite effective. Good card to have in limited. Don't know how much play it's going to see in standard. Probably none, but good in limited. Also had a Hall of Oracles. This is a another... this is a gold bordered land, because you can tap it for either a colorless, or you can pay 1 and tap it, like 1 colorless, tap it and add 1 mana of any color. So it's one of these lands that can transform any mana into another color. You can also tap it to put a +1/+1 counter on target creature, but you can only activate this ability as a sorcery, and only if you cast an instant or sorcery spell this turn. So I did use that every now and then. So since as I mentioned, I have a bunch of instants and sorceries. Mainly, this is only useful when you cast sorceries, because most of the time you're casting instances on your opponent's turn. But anyway, it's nice to be able to use that extra land to put a +1/+1 counter on the creature. I have 1 copy of Lash of Malice, an instant for 1 black. Target creature gets +2/-2 until end of turn. So this is one of those instances that can either sink one of your opponent's creature or boost up yours, depending on their toughness. I have 1 instant, which is a Professor's Warning for 1 black, and it reads, choose 1, put a +1/+1 counter on target creature, or target creature gains indestructible until end of turn. So another kind of Swiss Army knife, little instant, which is really nice in limited. And since hopefully I have Sedgemore Witch in play, you get some extra value out of these as well. Next is another creature, a frog creature, Unwilling Ingredient, a 1/1 for 1 black. It has menace, and you can exile, you can pay 2 and a black, exile Unwilling Ingredient from your graveyard. You draw a card and you lose 1 life. So also really good card for limited, being able to essentially pay a life and some mana that you have over to get an extra card when it's in the graveyard. Since no doubt this little 1/1 is going to end up in your graveyard pretty quickly. 1 Village Rites with the new art here. Don't know what I think about the art, but hey, it's in here. Another colorless card, this time it's a wall. Excavated Wall for 1. It has Defender, and it has pay 1 and tap it to mill a card. Never used that ability. It doesn't really fit my deck style, so. But it's nice to have a wall for just 1 colorless mana. It's a 0/4 wall, so that saved me quite a bit. Then we have Another sorcery, Deadly Brew, for a black and a green. It reads, each player sacrifices a creature or planeswalker. If you sacrifice the permanent this way, you may return another permanent card from your graveyard to your hand. So a nice way of just sacrificing, for instance, one of these little pests. You get a life, and you get back one of your more important creatures that has been killed or ended up in your graveyard anyway. So another great little addition to the deck. Then I have Dina Soulsteeper, a 1/3 legendary creature Dryad Druid for black and a green. Reads, whenever you gain life, each opponent loses one life. So another little bonus when those pests die. And you can pay one, sacrifice another creature. Dina Soulsteeper gets plus X, plus zero until end of turn, where X is the sacrificed creature's power. I use this on some occasion. Unfortunately, I think this was somehow countered, or I don't remember exactly what happened. Yeah, I think I sacked one of my bigger creatures to try to do a lot of damage to the opponent, but then the opponent tapped Dina or something. I don't remember exactly what happened, but it was taken out of play. But anyway, works well in this synergy effects with the other cards. Another instant, Infused with Vitality, for a black and a green. I had three copies of these, and I really like this card. I mean, it worked really well in this deck. There are similar cards already in Standard. I think, what's it called? Malakir's Rebirth, I think it's called. It's a similar card, but which is cheaper. But and it's also land. But this does have some other benefits. So what it does is, until end of turn, target creature gains Death Touch. So that's an added ability. And then when that creature dies, return it to the battlefield tapped under its owner's control, and you gain 2 life. So several different things going on here. Had great success with this card as well, making sure to keep my creatures even when they're in a deadly situation. Also, giving Death Touch to them at instant speed is a great way of taking that opponent, the blocker, or the attacking creature that you're blocking out as well. And of course, you're getting some life and getting the creature back. So all around, pretty great card. One copy of Go Blank, which is a sorcery for 2 and a black. Target player discards 2 cards. Exile all cards from that player's graveyard. So, pretty powerful effect. We had the Sedgemoor Witch I mentioned. I had a Letter of Acceptance, which is an artifact for 3. You can tap it to add 1 mana of any color, or you can pay 2, sacrifice Letter of Acceptance, and draw a card. So nice early on when you're ramping and you need some mana of a color you don't have enough of. And then later on you can sack it for a card draw. 2 Blood Researcher, which is a creature, Vampire Druid, for 2/2. It costs 1 and a black and a green. It has Menace. And when you gain life, put a +1/+1 counter on Blood Researcher. So, I use this as well, pumping this up quite a bit with the different cards that give you life, like the Infuse with Vitality, and then, of course, all the little pest creatures that are created when they die. I also had 3 copies of Mage Hunter's Onslaught, yet another sorcery for 2 and 2 black. This was a bit difficult, more difficult to get... be able to play. Since it's I think the only four drop, and that's the highest casting cost in this deck. But also because it has it has some more I'll get to in a minute, but since it has two black, that does make it a bit more difficult. But I played it quite a lot. So anyway, it's a sorcery, destroy target creature or planeswalker. Whenever a creature blocks this turn, its controller loses one life. So that's like a little bonus thing there. A single copy of Gnarled Professor, a creature tree folk druid, 5/4 for 2 and 2 green. It has trample, and when Gnarled Professor enters the battlefield, learn. And learn is yet another feature of Starheim, here I go again, Strixhaven. It's the ability to pick from any number of these other cards called lessons that you can have in your sideboard. And so whenever you learn, you get to pick a lesson from your sideboard, which you put into your hand, and then you can, of course, play that at a later time. So we'll get into the sideboard in a minute. The two last cards, yet another Professor of Sumancy, a bear druid, 4/3 for 3 and a green. And when Professor of Sumancy enters the battlefield, create a 1/1 black and green pest creature. So another card creating pest creatures, which has, when this creature dies, gain one life. And the last card, Witherbloom Pledge Mage, two of these. A tree folk warlock, 5/5 for 3 and 2 Witherbloom. I guess they're called like hybrid monas. You can pay either black or green. So 3 and a black and a green, or 3 and 2 black, or 3 and 2 green. And it also has magecraft, and when you cast a instance of sorcery or copy it, you gain one life. So this is mostly a big body, but it also has that extra feature of giving you an ability to gain some life. So in the sideboard, I had stuck the all the learns that I had. I mean, basically, when you're playing limited, all your cards that you don't have in your deck will be in your sideboard. But so there's a bunch here. The ones that I've learned or that are lessons that I could actually retrieve. I'll go through those. Let's see. Introduction to Prophecy. And this is interesting. This is kind of new, at least for me. Colorless Sorcery, which is, of course, a lesson. You scry 2, then draw a card. The next one is a Pest Summoning for 1 and 2 hybrid Witherbloom monas. Also a sorcery lesson. Create 2 1/1 black and green pest creature tokens with, when this creature dies, you gain one life. Let's see if I had any more lessons in here. No, that seems a bit. Okay, I've been going on for quite a while. I think I need to cut it off here. But had a lot of fun playing with this deck. I haven't messed with too many of the different Strixhaven cards yet. Although I have been messing around with the Human Soldier tribal deck. But that uses very few Strixhaven cards, but I think I'll get back and discuss that another time, because I need to end this right now.